No, I'm heading back inside anyway. You're home early. Well, I mean, I thought you were working late, that's all. Nah, I should be alright. Hold on. God, ow. Give me a sec. Jesus. Nah, I need to just cool off for a bit. Let off some steam. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think I went a little heavy on it. I should be alright. Don't. Ow. I'll be alright. It's a bruise at most. It's not anything serious. Right, fine. Alright, look. Look. See, it's fine. Doesn't hurt. It's just a scratch. I mean, it's not just a scratch, but hey. No, I just... bad day, you know what I mean? Yeah, just needed to really... literally hit something. Do you want to tell me why you're home early? I thought there was a major project that you had to get done. Oh, good. Good to know you fix that up real quick. I know how much stress that must have been for you. Oh, it's a little bit of blood. Relax. I split it open every time I use these. It's fine. The gloves are awesome. I would definitely recommend it too. Yeah, it's fun. And it's a great way to vent. You don't have anybody here. No, I mean, I'm okay. It, honestly, you're super worried about something that's really minor. It's fine. I do this all the time. That sounds bad, but really, it's fine. Just a little bruising. Yes, form is important. I make sure that my wrist is straight and they don't bend. Okay? Hey, you're supposed to be worried about me. Yeah, they're fine, yeah. Okay, you need to stop looking at me like that. Honestly, I'm fine. Look, that shit happens, you know? You just kind of get over it. Yeah. I mean, you can only try so much, you know? You know what? If I'm being honest, I'm not doing okay. I mean, when you have someone who says that, you know, they love you and they care for you and all that sort of stuff, and then they just go and do something that's complete opposite to what they were saying, it speaks volumes, you know? Yeah, I know breakups aren't easy, I'm trying to be okay. You know, I'm trying to look forward and do what I can, and I don't want to wallow in it anymore. Like, yeah, shit happened. It was a terrible relationship, and I should have gotten out of there sooner, but, you know, hindsight is, you know, 2020. I don't really want to cry about it, you know? It's just, I want to be active, I want to do stuff, and the fact that, you know, I can't really do a lot right now because everybody's tiptoeing around me kind of sucks, you know? Because I want people to not worry about me and make sure that, you know, I'm okay. And it's sweet that everybody's worried, but it's been like a month. I'm fine. I'll be alright. I'm a big girl. I can handle it. Just, you know, a bad day's a bad day. There's sometimes there are things that remind me of them and of what we used to be, and I don't want to see it, you know? Like, I'm happy for other people in their relationships, but I don't want to see it because it's still raw, and I don't know how to be okay without them yet. I'm scared I'm never going to be okay. And I don't know if I ever really will be. And it's just this part of me that won't stop loving them. And I'm so glad you made me delete them from my life, because I didn't. I know that I'd be much worse if I hadn't. Can you stay for a bit? No, obviously we shared the apartment, but can you stay here with me for a bit? I just don't know if I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, I said I wasn't gonna cry. Understand. I don't get why it still hurts this bad. Why? I'm trying not to think of the why too much, because it doesn't help when you don't have the answers. It's just... I'm scared. I'm never gonna be okay. And I don't wanna feel scared anymore. I'm sorry. Oh, you should have to deal with this. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm not gonna go out like this. Are you crazy? I stink of sweat and I haven't even showered. Yeah. Chinese sounds good. And I mean, if we can get some beers, that would be good too. Yeah. It would really mean a lot. Thank you. Thanks for being a good friend.